injury lawyers Mike Riley and John Walsh.
John and I approach personal injury cases in the same way. We want to be certain that our clients are treated fairly, that our clients are comfortable, that our clients know they can trust us to get the best result for them.
It's our professional responsibility to make certain you are fairly and fully compensated. Most of our cases are settled without a trial.
Call injury lawyers Mike Riley and John Walsh at 257-5661 for the personal attention you deserve.
And welcome to another edition of Sly'sOffice.com, brought to you by the United Steelworkers. So normally I interview a guest on these podcasts, but today I just want to tell you a little bit about a meeting that I had back in January at the Old Fashioned Restaurant on Pinckney Street in Madison, Wisconsin. I'd been asked by a friend to meet with a businessman from the Milwaukee area named Andy Gronick. I was glad to meet with him. I knew he was considering running for governor. He'd started a program where he was trying to get youth working in the Milwaukee area. And there had been an interesting story about having a defective house and the struggles that he ran into trying to get his money back. So I met with him. He was extremely affable, but you know me, the first question I'm always going to ask anyone running for governor in Wisconsin is, do you believe in repealing Act 10? Do you believe in workers' rights? So I asked him point blank. I got right to the point. There was no messing around. And he said, no, I am not for repealing Act 10. That's not the route I would go. And he went on to talk about the fact that he believes, workers should be treated with dignity and respect and that they should have a good relationship with their boss. I pointed out that that may be fine, and maybe he treats his workers well, maybe he doesn't. But workers fundamentally have the right to organize. So I went a little further, and I said, so you do believe in workers' right to organize, right? You believe in union rights. And he said, no. He didn't think that that mode of operation was 21st century. And again, he went back to his default setting that, if we could all just get along and move past these fights we've had over Act 10, that we could move forward by working together. I pointed out the Republicans were still going after workers' rights, whether it be the end of project labor agreements, one assault after another, even going after things like workers' compensation. He reiterated his opposition to unions. He wasn't bellicose about it in any way, shape, or form, but the concept of unions seemed completely foreign to him. I had checked. He did not sign the recall, at least according to the websites that I've gone to. As far as I know, he's never spoken up about workers' rights. And, of course, the workers have been attacked. The state workers have been attacked in Iowa most recently. And, obviously, the attack on workers continues in Wisconsin. Not a word from Andy Gronick. So I had told Dan Bice from the Wisconsin Journal Sentinel about this as well. And he questioned Andy Gronick on his position on collective bargaining rights this spring as Gronick began to ratchet up his campaign. Gronick dodged the question and would not give him a commitment. Andy Gronick has now gotten into this governor's race and told the newspapers and radio interviewers, in fact, that he will make restoring collective bargaining rights a priority. Now, if that works for some of you, have at it. I don't care. I haven't picked sides in the governor's race yet, but I won't be supporting Andy Gronick. To me, standing up for workers is something I learned about in school when the teachers went on strike at James Madison Memorial High School. I learned all about workers' rights 41 years ago. It's pretty simple. People have a right to collectively work together to improve their work situation, period. Mr. Gronick is a Johnny-come-lately, and I suspect a consultant told him that if he ever had any chance of ever getting the Democratic nomination, he was going to have to change his position. Now, if you want to support someone who just started supporting collective bargaining rights the minute they became a politician, and you're buying this guy's shtick, can I just remind those of you on the progressive end of the spectrum or people that call themselves Democrats that there's this businessman named Donald Trump who got into the business of telling people what they wanted to hear. Suddenly, he didn't like the bad free trade agreements, even though he'd never, ever lifted a finger to try to stop them. He made his ties and other apparel and other items in foreign countries, and yet he claimed he was going to be a champion for workers and jobs not leaving the country. Well, I have news for you. Businessmen will always tell people what they want to hear. They're salesmen. They're in the business of selling something like a product. In this case, they're selling themselves. Andy Gronick hasn't been there. Andy Gronick hasn't raised a finger to help workers. I want a commitment from someone who I know has walked the walk. So needless to say, I've been very disappointed in a lot of Democrats and their lack of backbone when it comes to verbally discussing workers' rights. But I have no doubt that Tony Evers, Paul Soglin, Dana Walks, Kathleen Vinehout, and any other potential candidate is a supporter of workers' rights. Mike McCabe's iffy on the issue and has said some disparaging things about unions, but I've heard him even say that he supports collective bargaining rights. I'll be honest with you. I've never heard Scott Walker be as unequivocal as Andy Gronick was in our meeting about workers not having rights in the workplace. Andy was not only anti-public employee union, he was anti-private sector union. And again, it wasn't done in a bellicose fashion, but it was done in a very assertive way. We ended that meeting agreeing to disagree. We were both very polite about it. And I said, you know, I'm never going to be able to support you, but I don't believe the position you're taking is going to get you the Democratic nomination. I think anybody getting the Democratic nomination is going to have to be a supporter of collective bargaining rights, no matter how tacit it is. Here we are. Andy Gronick is now an announced candidate, and some people are buying his shtick, hook, line, and sinker. You tell me a businessman who's, you know, well into his 50s, who doesn't support collective bargaining rights in January, suddenly having a conversion the minute he gets into the political spectrum, really, really making the tough effort and using his bully pulpit and using political capital to fight for workers. I just don't believe that that is a possibility. Andy Gronick may be a nice man. He may have done some good things. But on workers' rights, he's not only a Johnny-come-lately. He's someone who simply is using words to try to convince people to vote for him that he doesn't believe. I don't believe anything he's done in the last 6 months would lead me to believe that he has legitimately changed his mind. I thought you should know that. I haven't picked a candidate. I have no reason to lie. You know how I feel about workers' rights, and I just wanted you to hear it. That's another edition of SlysOffice.com, brought to you by the United Steelworkers.
SlysOffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.
You know, we work hard every day. In mills and mines, hospitals and schools, in office buildings, pharmacies and shipyards, factories and forests, in squad cars, ambulances and taxicabs. We do all kinds of jobs in Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, and all across the United States and Canada. We build the things that build our country. We do things that keep our country going, support our families and our communities. We have the courage to stand up even when no one else does. We have the strength to fight for what's right, for our families and for yours. We're your friends, your neighbors, your sisters and brothers. We're more than 1 million members strong. We stand in solidarity with workers in every continent on the globe. We're the United Steelworkers Union, and every day we fight for you. Please join our fight. Visit usw.org or like us at facebook.com/steelworkers.